Scarpins Audio. Well, cheers to us.
Cheers to us. Here's to us.
Oh, this is nice.
This is really nice.
You know, Tommy and I, we've been doing, we're back. We're doing mates. Excited to be back doing it.
So happy to be doing mates, where you use the purr system. You pick a snack, you eat a snack, or rate a snack.
And this is, in fact, mates. Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
With my good friend, Tom Cavanaugh.
And my good friend, Marlene Blackblatt.
But the thing is...
Go on, tell them.
We haven't been able to be together, because all kinds of circumstances. There's a pandemic.
Pandemic.
Where the virus comes sweeping down the hills. And,
where it really sucks.
Hey.
Yeah, no, I just...
Hey.
It's been rough for everybody.
I know it has. But we're here to make people feel better.
We're
here to spread joy.
You're right. I shouldn't be complaining.
Oh, yeah,
That's not what mates is about.
No, it's not what we're about at all.
No, we're about respect for women.
That's exactly what we're. It's not what we do.
No. We pick a snack, we eat a snack, we rate a snack, per system.
What we're about.
Respect for women. But we're not about, also not about, like you just said. Like, I shouldn't be. We're not here to disseminate malheur.
Nah, you said semen. And malaise. You said semen.
You perv. Cheers, you perv. Click. So maybe the mateys can glean something from that little click you just heard. I wonder. Go on.
Well, okay, so we haven't been able to be together. Well, then what happened was.
Pandemic.
Hey.
I know. I just feel bad about everything.
Everybody feels bad about it.
Okay.
It's been tough for folks.
It's been really tough for folks. And that's why I feel bad. It's a shitty thing.
Yeah, so shitty.
It's so shitty.
But what happened was, so we've been recording separately.
We can't get together. We can't.
Can't do it.
Mates Worldwide Headquarters in the heart of New York City has been like...
Pancaked.
It's pancaked, and so we're kind of like, we're reconstructing, and we're making a new one. But so, of course, we can't be together. Plus, you're off in various wilds. I'm filming...
What, playing the Flash?
Right. And so we've been doing the due diligence because we got to get the snack podcast out there.
Oh, yeah. What we do is we do about 100 or so, take a break for like 4 years, and then start right back up again.
Yeah, start right back up. Like, no rest for the weary.
No.
We put in the time, we do a century note, and then we take a few, 4 years off, and then we're right back to it. Like, barely have time to catch our breath.
People say, how do you do it? How do you keep up this grueling schedule?
Well, how do you handle that pace?
Really? How do we not? That's the question.
It's because it's not for us.
No.
Like, a person has to rest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And recharge. You can't work 24 hours a day. So we do 100 and then we do take 4 years off. But then we're right back to it.
Right back.
People are like, are you sure you don't want another year? We're like, no, we can't. We can't. We owe it. We owe it to the crowd, to the people, to the mateys.
So I say to Tom, we haven't recorded. We got to record. We got to do another episode. But I'm traveling. Tommy says, where are you traveling to? And me, I don't even know where Tommy is. I say, I'm gonna be a place that you know well, Vancouver, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Mike, I'm there right now.
I'm right there now. Yeah, in the Great Pacific Northwest, in a coniferous jewel of a city that is Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And you're like, I'm coming up there to right wrongs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're like, I'm coming up there to do the thing. And
yeah.
I could have kind of played along. I'm like, yeah. Do it, man. Do it, man. Because I didn't really know what you were talking about.
Yeah.
I'm
going to kill McShane.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't even know. But you're like, I'm coming. I'm like, then you know what we could do? We could like. We could maybe see each other. And we didn't click in right away. And you're like, yeah. We could I could maybe have a tea or something. We could raw dog it at one of those cafes. You'll be doing your thing. I'll be doing my thing. And then the next day I woke up, I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I could also like maybe get some of the money you owe me. And then that was the next thing.
Yeah.
Then the third day I woke up and I'd forgotten you were coming.
Yep.
You know, and the fourth day I got a text. You're like, I'm on my way.
Yep. You're picking me up.
And I was like, who is this?
Yep.
And you were like, look at your text. It says my name. I'm like, yeah. New phone. Who dis? But I knew it was you because it wasn't a new phone.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, of course I'll pick you up. And then you had the brilliant idea that this suggestion blew my mind. Like my hair was like fired back like a Carrot Top wig. And it was just, you said, remember what you said?
Yeah. I said, why don't we record an episode while I'm there? I said, it'll give me an alibi. He says, I didn't even think about recording an episode.
No.
Didn't even think about it.
It didn't even cross my mind.
I said, yeah, because the whole thing will be timestamped. Like, there'll be a digital footprint, you know?
You're just a brilliant mind. You really are. You're a brilliant mind.
Nah, come on.
So look, here we are in person. This is the first inmates in person of the century.
Oh, I love it.
Click. See that click? That's us.
That's us raw dogging.
Raw dogging. Woo. Mama would be proud.
Mm. And the tea tastes a little better in Canada, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it goes. So tea tastes best in India, mm-hmm. and then the next best in the UK,
yep.
in Britain. And then, of course, Britain founded Canada, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it tastes best in British Columbia, where the provincial capital is Victoria, named after the Queen. So the tea tastes really good there. And then it just...
Then it
falls off a cliff.
Yep. But, you know, I'll drink it off a cliff. I'll drink it anywhere. I like me some tea, and I like raw dogging it, and that's what we're doing. Tommy.
Controversy.
Another exciting piece. First of the century, to my knowledge. Well, probably not of the century, but first in a while, we're doing a Wacko Snacko today.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Do I like a Wacko Snacko.
Okay. This is exciting for me because it comes with an anecdote. And, you know, you and I, we don't like to bore viewers too often with anecdote. But sometimes an anecdote is worth telling.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one for today's Wacko Snacko.
You want to tell them what a Wacko Snacko is?
So, folks, a Wacko Snacko is when either Magic or myself doesn't know why in the bag.
Nope. There's a bag, and I'll rustle it for you.
Russell. Hey, you take my cows.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you Russell. Wrestler.
Sorry, Russell.
Hey, you rustling my cows. That's just a warning shot.
I like that it echoed.
You boys don't come on my land.
It was a canyon.
This here's Prescott territory.
We're going,
old man Prescott, but we'll be back. You better not. Well, you better not. You're in a fine mess. This mess will do till the real one get here. He's got rolling hills where he is.
Yeah, he really does.
Those people shouldn't hop the fence and try and steal his cattle. No, sir. He means business. I don't know how. He's got 160 acres.
Oh, yeah.
How he's out there at that far side of the ranch with his shotgun, just anticipating the rustlers are going to. But he knows where the egress and ingress is.
People think just because he's old, right? I mean, just because he's old, he's a little crotchety.
Man Prescott.
And he drives that truck from 1963, mm-hmm. that old Chevy. People mm-hmm. think he's not wise. He's wise.
Yeah.
He's savvy.
Yeah.
He's got a whole infrared motion thing all across 160 acres.
Yeah. It's not.
He's not an idiot.
It's not the 1840. It's not the Louisiana Purchase. No. This guy's, he's equipped.
Of course he's equipped.
He's got a bank of screens.
Yeah. He's got a whole team of guys.
It's always a bank and a team.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bank of screens.
And a right? team.
And a team of guys. Yeah. Go on out there, kill those rustlers. Well, Mr. Prescott, we can't rightfully. They're on our land. We kill them. He means business. I don't know why they're trying to steal his cattle.
His cattle are worthless.
Yeah. They're skinny. There's five of them. Like, you know, he's not a cattle farmer.
No.
No.
He made his money in oil. Commercial yeah. real estate oil.
Sure. Sure.
He's a tech guy. He's got a VC. He's got the whole thing.
Yeah. Prescott Industries.
He just likes to come out there.
Yeah, he just likes being on the land and then shooting off his gun. You guys got a nice, you have a 2-day contract for an acting part. You'll play a rustler. You go like, I quit. He shot a gun. Well, he didn't shoot at you.
He didn't shoot at
you. You're the shittiest casting director. This information needs you. I'm complaining to the union.
It's blind.
I'm going to take it straight. I'm taking it straight to SAG.
No, you guys, you don't understand. There's blanks in the gun.
Well, that needs to be informed. It needs to be confirmed beforehand that there's going to be firearms and weaponry on set.
Nobody told us.
He shot a gun. He tried to kill us. Mr. Prescott tried to kill us. Is that even his name? It looked a lot like Bryce Willis. Is that who that is? He's tried to kill us. We're complaining to SAG.
Listen, Mr. Prescott has all this negotiated with the union. You signed a non-disclosure agreement. We're paying you very well to come out here and pretend to be cattle rustlers. Now, you were never in any danger.
Well, I felt in danger.
Well, of course you did.
I felt threatened.
And we wanted you to feel that way. That's what makes...
Wait, what?
This is going to be very good for your reel. And Mr. Prescott...
Mr.
Prescott is very appreciative of the work you and your fellow thespians do. And there could be a very nice acting job for you at the end of this. He was very impressed with what you did today. Very impressed. He told me.
He told you that?
He told...
He liked what we did?
Well, he told the producer.
Because I was trying to... You know, I was like trying to come up with a mix between a classic rustler and a new rustler. Did you see my hat?
We saw the hat and...
I was like, I hesitated because... You know, the cattle aren't just, you know, like, there's not just product. They have feelings, you know. And so I was trying to have that empathy when I crossed over into the fence. Like, I didn't want to come. And that's why I wasn't really trapped with my left boot.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like I was trapped. But I was that was actual hesitancy for the animals.
No, and it read. It really read.
It did, huh?
And
Could I get that? Do you maybe get the dailies?
We're going to make sure that everybody gets a clip.
Could I get Bruce's autograph?
Let me see what I can do.
Today, though, we have like, this thrills me. We have two things. We have Wacko Snacko and we have controversy.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. So recently, you and I, we partook with the M&Ms.
Oh, yeah.
We went down to
M&Ms. I know where this is going.
Well, sure. And folks were like, you did them already! Mm-hmm. And we're like, yeah. We know. I mean, you think magic?
If anybody would know, it would be us.
You think we don't know that we did the snack already?
Guys.
People are like,
what is this, amateur hour?
The ratings are slightly different. We're like, okay, I'm sorry. Did you hate broccoli when you were a kid?
Yep.
Then did you have like broccoli when you were like 24 and hate it?
Yep.
And then you had broccoli at 34 and go like, you know, it's kind of with the lemon and the butter, I don't hate it as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So palates develop. Palates change.
And tastes change and evolve. And so if you think for a second that Magic and I are going to revisit a snack now and then, we probably won't.
That's right.
We probably won't revisit them often.
No.
Because there's a great snack aisle of life, and there's a lot to choose from.
So many snacks.
Did we do it this time?
Yeah, we did.
So what?
Did we forget that we done M&Ms?
No.
No. Come on.
We wouldn't. He and I.
What do you think this is?
You think it's amateur hour?
You think this is Buster Brown's radio amateur hour?
You know this is the premier podcast for snack rating, which it is, by the way, in case you think it isn't. It is. It is. What do you got there? You got a jackknife?
Yeah, I got something.
This is what happens when we're in person. You got a jackknife.
I got something in
there. You're just kind of like, I don't know what's happening with that.
It's a knife, and then I can't get it closed.
What's the over-under and you cutting yourself? I feel like pretty good.
Yeah, high. Very, very high.
Okay, I'm... While you have that, I don't feel like I should pull out the snack from the Wacko Snacko because I'm for sure you're gonna slit your wrists or something.
No.
He's got like a.
Well, it's your knife. It's your Swiss Army knife.
I have a Swiss Army knife,
but I can't get the thing closed.
Magic is trying to.
Oh, I think I see why.
Oh, I see.
I got it.
Yeah, he did. He's got the scissors element out and like managed to get out without injuring himself. So that feels like a win.
Nah, less than a nick. Less than a nick even.
Hey, less than a nick, kid. Less than a nick. You ready?
Yeah.
Bang.
What?
Yeah. So, folks, tell them, Magic.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Do you know this?
Sure. I mean, I haven't had one in probably, I don't know, 30 years?
Because Canadian.
Well, they got them in the States.
I don't reckon.
They used to have them in the States.
Oh, see, that changes things for me.
But, I mean, I couldn't tell you what was in it before. The O. Henry bar.
O. Henry.
O. Henry. O. Henry. O. Henry. O. Henry. O. Henry.
Henry! Oh, Henry! Oh, Henry! Oh,
no, don't shoot me! God, don't shoot me! I'm just a poor boy from a planet.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
Oh yeah, the O. Henry bar. Now I don't think they sell these anymore in the States. But they got the, oh, this comes in a package of four full-sized O. Henry bars.
Yeah. This is like Nirvana. So. Okay, so you corrected me because, you know, we're a team and we do things together. And I was under the impression that at least the history of the O. Henry was that it was exclusively Canadian and not sold in the States.
No.
And you're here to tell me that's bullshit.
Total bullshit. Ignorant, racist bullshit.
It's clearly racist, but to me there were Mr. Big and
Mr. Big.
There's different kinds of
the fuck is Mr.
Big? Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
There's different kinds of chocolate. Mr. Big, is that not that's Canadian too?
What the fuck is Mr. Big? What is even happening right now?
It's a
what is this?
Genital reference. What? Mr. Big.
Oh, okay.
Chocolate bar. So There's things that, in my mind, Babe Ruth, Mr. Big, that approximated the O. Henry bar in the States, but weren't the O. Henry bar.
There was no such thing as the Mr. Big bar in the States.
Okay, well, that's in Canada then.
Yeah. O. Henry, States. Mr. Big, no.
O. Henry, I feel, though, not the States, or not often in the States, or not found in the States.
Presently?
I thought
maybe
like,
not presently.
I thought historically.
No. Why would I wouldn't know it? I wouldn't know it if it wasn't found.
You
in
get
the
around
States.
Though.
Sure, I get around. But you think as a kid, you think as an adolescent, you think as a young man, I'm traveling abroad? No, I don't have that. I don't have that kind of elan. I don't have that.
You don't have that kind of elan?
No. I don't have that kind of je ne sais quoi.
You don't have that kind of je ne sais quoi?
No.
You have that kind of avoir du poids?
I have the avoir du poids. Where? But of course, I have the avoir-dire.
No, of course. No, listen. No, écoute.
What do you take me for? Come on,
man. Come on, man. Who is that guy, by the way? Come on, man.
That's the guy, Ule, who...
Oh, yeah, from Sweden. Yeah. Come on, man. You skied to work? Come on, man.
You have baked, man.
Dude,
come
this
on.
Fish, man. Come on. We got to get this fish so we can go hiking, man. Come on, Ule. I love that guy. He's back over there chagrined.
Oh, he feels bad.
Yeah, hey, come on. It was just a little half baked.
I'm sorry, man. I thought it was the end of the month.
Come on,
I thought maybe
man.
We weren't going to work so hard.
Oh, come on, man. We got to go hiking. Come on, man. Get your shit together.
So the O. Henry bar, yeah. The funny thing, probably the only candy bar named for a literary figure that I can think of.
Yeah.
An American literary figure, by the way, kid.
Yeah, Henry V.
Yes.
So,
I'm opening the bag right up because I want to see if they're individually wrapped within.
Of course. They're not going to be like a naked chocolate bar right there.
I know,
there,
but I still want to see it.
All right. He's opening the bag, folks.
Oh,
nice yellow bag.
The scissors. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
The classic O. Henry bar.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh, yeah.
A little rumpled, but nonetheless,
sure.
An O. Henry bar.
Well, it's traveled on the truck. You know, they back it up at the terminal gate.
You can smell it. You can smell it right through the packaging. Peanuts. That's what I smell. Peanuts.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Crunchy peanuts, chewy fudge, and creamy caramel.
Now, the O. Henry packaging has changed somewhat from what I remember as a kid, because it was an American product, after all, named for an American writer. The crunchy peanuts, the chewy fudge, the creamy caramel covered in a chocolatey coating.
Hey, take a snack. We'll be right back.
So, I wonder if we've done this snack before.
Nah.
This is going to be great if we've done it. If we've done this snack before.
Nah, no way.
And I've told this story. I'm going to be chagrined. And we're going to have to tell Aristotle.
I'm more chagrined than Ule.
But listen to this. You're going to love this. I'm opening mine up. Do you know something about me?
I feel like I know a lot about you.
Yeah, I think you do too. Do you want to have an added thing? This was my favorite chocolate bar, bar none.
Really?
Growing up as a teenager.
Really?
Yes. The O. Henry chocolate bar.
Huh.
It satisfied. It checked all the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Then oftentimes, now here's my anecdote. You ready for it?
Yeah.
I'm going to be talking for a little bit, which is unfortunate for those people who only listen to the podcast for you. So for those people, take a 3-minute break. Go grab yourself Caesar salad, a glass of wine, and come back in for dessert. in about 3 minutes.
But here's the thing. Go ahead. You're going to make a Caesar, make the Caesar. Use the anchovies.
Oh, yeah. There you are.
Don't just put the Newman's Own Caesar, pour it on, glop it on without the anchovies. Yeah. Make the thing. Take out the tongs.
No.
Take out the garlic.
Wooden tongs, people. Wooden tongs.
The anchovies, the salt, the garlic, the mustard. I don't care if you use raw egg or you use mayonnaise, but you're going to use the anchovies.
A fresh crouton.
Oh, yeah. Make your own crouton. Stay old bread. Oh, yeah. Cut that up. You stick it in the oven.
Now you're talking, folks. Actually, Matt, I might take 3 minutes off and go hang with you guys for a minute.
All right. Let's hear the
young actor.
Okay.
Magic, as you know, oftentimes can make their bones and get their way into the union. How? By they're not going to get – listen, it's not going to be a Bruce Willis movie oftentimes. They're not going to take the Justin Long route who, like, suddenly is, like, cast alongside Bruce Willis. Like, that's a one-in-a-million shot, kid.
Sure.
That never happens. The rest of us – we work our way up. We do theater. Mm-hmm. We do church basement theater. We do insane asylum theater, all things that I've done. And then, like, you try and, like, find your way into the film and television union. And one of the quickest routes in there, doing a commercial.
Yep.
You do six of those. Hey, welcome to the club. Mm-hmm. You know, then you can start getting your, like, you know, like, hey, excuse me, portal number 7 is open, Mr. Willis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're one line on a thing. And then you wake up to work up to a day player and so on. Anyway, back in the day, I did my share of commercials,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the O. Henry chocolate bar, as a teenager, my favorite. And then I auditioned for and got an O. Henry spot and could not believe my luck. Now, I'm a young actor. I'm 22 or something, and we're going down to Dallas-Fort Worth area to shoot this. We're going to shoot it in a frat house where I'm looking all over the place. Where is that O. Henry bar? I can't find it. You can Google it, folks. You can find it on YouTube. I'm running around with a crazy, long, awful haircut down to just a – I can't believe that when I think about it now that people are like, this guy seems right for the job.
So you're – a frat brother looking for the O. Henry.
I'm late night and I need a pick me up.
You're a little stoned.
I'm stoned and drunk and I'm doing my studies mm-hmm. and I'm looking for all the like the stashes where I might keep it.
Right.
I can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I realize I remember where it might be and I run up the stairs toward the attic section and it's up there on the top, hid away and I get on a chair and I reach up into the top shelf area and I pull out from this attic type area, I pull out an O. Henry chocolate bar. Oh, success. And I open it up and I take a big commercial size chunk bite out of that thing, right? And then the hilarious comic.
I know what happens. You fall backwards.
The chair starts to wiggle.
I feel like I've seen this commercial.
That's me.
I've seen this commercial.
If I wouldn't recognize me because I got like kind of like a Halle Berry haircut. You know what I mean? And
Halle Berry haircut. Everybody knows what that is.
Sure. And I've got that kind of going. And I've got like the classic thing that I think they in all commercials they use for people on white guys, on middle-aged to younger white guys. You're going to be dressed in a T-shirt,
mm-hmm.
but it can't just be a T-shirt. Over that, we're going to put like a button-down shirt, mm-hmm. but not buttoned, friend.
No.
So an open button-down shirt and then a T-shirt underneath.
Shorts?
The commercial look. Pants, as I recall.
Okay, because it sounds like it could be a cargo short thing, too.
Indeed, it does. It, as I recall, it was jeans.
Okay.
Anyway, so I can't believe my luck. I fly down to the thing. I'm eating chocolate bars all day.
Mm-hmm.
This is fantastic. You know, and it was when the chair starts to go, there's not going to be a dry eye.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be hilarious. Oh, he got his chocolate bar, but he didn't plan on the chair giving way. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It brings me to tears of laughter just thinking about it now. So I can't believe the good fortune of this. It's my favorite chocolate bar. And I'm going to be eating them all night. Now, I don't have a lot of green. I don't have a lot of cash. Mm-hmm. I'm an actor going piece to piece. And this is going to pay my rent and also give me a little bit to, you know, left over for O. Henry chocolate bar buying. And we do take one. And I take the bite.
Big bite
of the thing. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is great. I'm getting paid to eat my favorite chocolate bar. And a fella from the props department sneaks up and he's like, here's a spit bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, magic, coming from theater,
uh-huh.
right? Nobody's walking up to a spit bucket. I didn't know what a spit bucket was.
Sure.
I'm like, okay. He's demonstrating his mm-hmm. wares to me. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah, spit bucket. Good. Good on you.
And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. Good for you with your spit bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Then I chew the chocolate bar. And then, like, while they set up the next thing, I finish the rest of it. free chocolate.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm like, this is insane. Like, they try and take it from me. I'm like, hey.
Easy.
Hey, I already took a bite. Take two.
Yeah.
Same thing, spit bucket. Mm-hmm. No thanks, mm-hmm. Right? How many chocolate bars, because I know, do you think I consumed over the course? And by the way, they got behind schedule. It took us 22 hours out of 24 hours to shoot that commercial because they didn't have the house for the second day. Whoa. In the Fort Worth area.
Whoa.
22 hours. How many chocolate bars?
30.
Mm-hmm. More than 30.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Less than 40.
No, not less than 30. Not less than 40.
Full. You ate. You just bites. You're not eating the whole thing.
I'm eating the whole thing.
Why would you eat the whole? You only have to take the one bite.
At 26, I stopped eating all of it, but I kept eating. But guess how many chocolate bars I consumed?
50. 43. Oh.
So why I bring that story up is.
You haven't had one since.
At the end of the day, I was in tears at having to take another bite.
Yep.
Please no. Please don't make me.
At no point did you
canker sores.
Why didn't you use the spit bucket, kid?
I didn't know.
I was right. He told you.
Yeah, he told me, but I thought he was just demonstrating his wares. And
right.
I was
after take two, he'd given up. He's like, all right.
Fuck this
all right,
guy.
Smart guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Eat your chocolate bar. We're in for a long night. He probably saw the schedule. He probably saw the thing. He probably knew. Not me.
Yeah.
I'm like, this might be it. They might go, right, that's a wrap. Mm-hmm. He did the thing. Green as the day is long.
Sure.
Right? Mouth filled with sores.
Yeah.
Took a plane ride back home. Tears.
Mm-hmm.
So have I had an O. Henry bar since?
Nope.
Of course not. And would never have
mm-hmm.
had another O. Henry bar
wow.
until Mike and Tom wow. eat snacks.
Oh, I feel honored.
Almost. I know. It's not the same as consuming guacamole when you have like an avocado allergy. Which but it's
did.
Right up there.
Yeah.
I feel like this is history for us.
Oh, so I'm putting mine down. I don't even need to eat it.
No, you have to. That's part of how we do it.
Nah, I don't even need to.
It's not pick a snack, one guy eats a snack,
nah.
They both rate the snack. It's pick a snack, eat a snack, rate a snack.
I'm
both
gonna
of
sit
us.
This one out. I'm excited to see your reaction. I'm out, kid.
It smells exactly as it smelled all those years ago.
Sure. It's the same recipe, same magic formula.
Smell that.
To me, it smells good. I don't know if it's making you nauseous.
No, I want to eat it. Like,
okay,
I have a chocolate smell. And I'm like, oh, I can't. Like, literally, I'm salivating. Now, so one thing about the commercial that I wasn't overly pleased with, like, take a big old bite.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I remember about the commercial is the director, this is great. He's like, no, you'd given this look. And I was like, in the audition. Like, I wasn't nailing the satisfaction look. I had to take a bite, I had to take another bite. And maybe he was just like trying to like hurt me and like, watch mm-hmm. this guy doesn't use a spit bucket. I know you didn't nail it. Go again. We made that kid take 43 bites. You know what I mean? But I think rather, to be in fairness to the director, I was just screwing up. And there's no way of me, at one point I think I said, can you show me the tape and I'll just imitate it?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. Back then, you didn't have...
They weren't carrying around a VCR tape
with
them.
They didn't. Exactly right. They didn't have a VCR that they could plug in. So my ecstasy of satisfaction was not in the range that I had delivered it in the commercial.
Yep.
I'm like, I'm doing, believe me, Michael, I'm doing like 1 to 17B of all the different like, satisfaction looks, ham-handed, subtle, mm-hmm. as much as you can get, and it's not really pleasing them. I still had to take that big bite. But that is not my preferred methodology to consume an O. Henry bar.
Nobody ever takes a big bite of a candy bar.
Yeah, those things you see where people take that big thing and bite it off and like close their mouth and they don't chew with their mouth open. Like that's commercial land, folks. Mm-hmm. It's not how things really work in the real world. I'm about to demonstrate for you, because I think it's appropriate, how I eat an O. Henry chocolate bar.
Yeah, but I kind of want to see. I'm sort of more invested in how you ate it that day, and I want to see the satisfied look.
So I'll do that, and then for the other end,
all right.
I'll show you how I eat an O. Henry bar.
All okay, right.
So this is what it's like in Hollywood.
Uh-huh. Okay, so Tommy's got it half unwrapped.
Yeah, you have to have it half unwrapped, more than you would.
Yeah.
It's skint all the way down to the waist.
And just to describe the O. Henry bar here, it's a lumpy son of a bitch because it's filled with peanuts.
Sure.
You know, it's a chocolate bar, flat on the bottom, kind of waffled texture on the bottom. On the top, it's a lumpy son of a gun.
It's the kind of one that you throw in the pool in the Rodney Dangerfield movie.
That's exactly right. Perfect description. That's all you need to know.
So here's me. I open the thing up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to have a big bite. Ready?
Yep.
Call it.
Action. Man, subtle. Oh, it's so subtle. I mean, just the shit-eating grin on his face when he took a bite, big old bite of that O. Henry bar.
I'm right now experiencing PTSD. I really am. Like, I'm like, oh, that's dramatic. It's decades removed, and I'm right now going, oh, nope, I'm done. I'm out. I will show you how I eat the rest of it, but that took me, that bite took me, and that move, and doing it for you, performing it, took me right back. Right back to hell.
A little piece of peanut fell out of his mouth as he was
eating. Imagine doing that. Again and again and again, and have someone going like, no. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a similar experience.
Oh, this is great.
But not. It didn't end with nearly the tears that you had.
Okay.
One of my first jobs, maybe my first job, was Wrigley's gum. Juicy Fruit commercial.
Oh my God!
And
these are Hall of Fame numbers.
And the only reason I got that job was because maybe 6 months, 8 months before that, my friend Ken Marino.
Oh yeah, sure.
He had a hat. You see, and he had this little trick that he could do with a hat, where he would just kind of flip it up and put it on his head.
Sure.
You know, and
sure.
I said, "Oh, that's kind of neat. Show me how to do that thing." And I practiced, flipped it up, put it on my head. So the audition for the Juicy Fruit thing was, they just need you to do something. Just something.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
To, like, give me like a second or two of something.
Yeah.
And I guess they had a hat in the room. And so I flipped the thing, and I could tell right there, I fucking booked it. Because I could put the thing on my head.
They're looking at each other going, that's the guy. The guy just walked in. So it's opening night, and the guy just walked in.
So, it's like the first thing I ever booked. So, we're there that day shooting, and here's what an asshole I am. Because you know I'm an asshole.
Yeah, of course you're an asshole.
I haven't done shit with my life. And I'm, it's the whole thing.
Now you have. Back then you hadn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. Understood.
So,
understood.
I'm sitting in the trailer with all the other actors.
You do mates. So, so enough said. Okay, go ahead. You're in the trailer for all the other actors. What do you mean all the other actors?
Well, it's like everybody's hanging out in the same trailer.
Okay.
Like a big sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if we had individual rooms or what. I don't know what it was. But I just remember everybody
and,
there.
And they're going to shoot people coming in. And each person's going to do their thing.
Each
and
person's
they're gonna,
doing a thing. Everybody has a little piece of business.
And they're going to edit together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're not all in the same room.
No.
Okay.
Everybody's got a little piece of business. Everybody's excited. Yeah. You know, we're all shooting this thing.
Everyone's young and beautiful.
Oh, everybody's young,
beautiful.
Fresh face, looking forward to, you know, making some chewing gum money.
Is it New York?
Somewhere New York City.
Yeah.
And
I love it. Do you remember where?
No. I feel like it was downtown. I feel like it was Meat Market-ish. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that.
And everybody's talking and excited, and I'm thinking to myself, these fucking losers.
What's their special skill? I guess they're not flipping a hat. What a bunch of losers. I'm the hat flipping guy. I'm the showstopper. Oh God, that's good. And you know what? Knowing you, I can completely see it. You're just like, look at these losers.
These fucking idiots.
They probably barely booked it. I got it in the room. I flipped the hat and it was mine. Oh, God.
But here's what humbled me. Here's what humbled me. Because I nailed the hat flipping thing. I nail it. I feel like I get it in one, maybe two.
Wait. You've shot now?
Now I'm shooting.
Okay, now you're shooting.
All right.
So how does that work? Now it's just you on set.
It's just, you know, it's just me. There's a camera. Like, you know, do the thing.
Other people have gone in before you and come back out?
Yeah, whatever.
Like, you know, like opening acts.
Yeah, it's kind of a revolving door thing.
The undercard.
Then we get to me. Then we get to the main event. So I flipped the hat, no problem, you know? Oh, people are high-fiving, people are hugging, you know, tears, people love it. Then, I wasn't expecting this. They say, okay, so now we need you to put the gum in your mouth, you know, and take a bite. And you're gonna be satisfied because you got the Juicy Fruit.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah,
and then they got a guy teaching me how to do what they call the fold. The fold, you can picture it now as soon as you hear it. The fold is how the gum goes into your mouth.
Yeah.
It folds.
Yeah.
And then you take a bite and you're excited. I could not nail the fold.
I feel this is awful and gender specific and racist and misogynist on my part for sure. But I feel like when I think of the fold, I think of women nailing that, like just doing that really well on camera. Like, kind of, and I
well, maybe you're thinking of like the Doublemint Twins, because that was like a whole thing. Or the Wrigley's.
But it was a long. Maybe it was. Yeah, it was. You're talking about the stick.
Yeah, the stick.
The stick, and they kind of put it in, and it kind of folds over, exactly. And then it goes in the mouth.
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
They
call
that the fold.
So they asked you to do the fold.
I think everybody's doing the fold.
Of course.
You know, I'm quite remember how you do it.
Question. I'm so sorry. Do you have to flip the hat and then do the fold?
No, these are separate shots.
Okay.
For this one, this is post-flip, hats on the head.
Okay.
We need you to tip your hat back, do the fold, and you're loving the gum.
Okay, great.
I did.
And then there's a timeout, and the guy comes in.
Yeah, you're not doing the fold, right?
Okay.
Let me show you again how to do the fold. And then, I'm like doing the fold, but I'm not getting the satisfaction look right.
No, because you're nervous about the
fold. And you're
looking up like, did I do it? And they're like, no, but.
And this is the note that I've always gotten when I do commercial shit. You look like you're making fun of the product.
Yeah. And you're like, and I know your response to that is like, uh-huh. I know that's your response. Like, yes. And they're like, no, we don't want that. We don't want that. You're the worst guy.
I am.
To sell. No, there's more. No, you're not the worst guy. Trump is the worst guy. Hey, we're all friends. I don't know.
To sell something sincerely?
He's the worst guy to sell something sincerely.
No, you are the worst guy.
Yeah. Well, no, you're the worst guy to like, a good, yeah, like to sell a sincere. I cannot picture you. I haven't known you 40 years. I cannot picture you putting a fold of gum in your mouth going like, Like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't nail my satisfaction look, but you know I can kind of pull that off.
Oh, sure.
But I think of you, I'm like,
nope.
He'll never. There's no combination of facial expression that he can give that won't be like, you're not saying screw you to the people who did it or irony or, you know, like I'm going to like poke fun. I would love to see the best version of that you did.
Well, I would too, but all I know is when the final thing came out, I'm flipping the hat.
Yeah, and you're not.
I'm not doing the fold. They don't got me doing the fold. No. They got a lot of other people who could nail the fold. Not this guy.
Yeah. Well, you don't need too many people doing the fold.
You need one person, two, three.
That's it. Yeah, people, we get it. You're chewing the gum.
I got to take a bite of the Henry.
Please do. It's just sitting there. I was amazed that you're like, your delay of gratification there was impressive.
Hmm.
Go ahead. Why just, hmm?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
All right.
Okay. So he's chewing it, folks. He took a pretty big bite. Not a commercial size bite, a healthy bite. Thank you. But now he's like he looks perplexed. His brows furrowed slightly.
He is, Tommy.
I wasn't expecting this.
It's a lot sweeter than I thought it was going to be. I mean, look, you expect a candy bar to be sweet.
Sure, you do.
This was more even sweeter than the sweetness I expected.
I wonder if that's the chewy fudge or the creamy caramel or the chocolatey coating. I know what it is. It's the creamy fudge for sure. The creamy caramel. I'm going to tell you.
I couldn't eat 46 of these. I'll tell you that.
43. I couldn't eat 46 either. I don't know. Humans could. Let me show you how I ate this thing, though, which is why I think it's like, and you can describe it for the folks. So first, see this here?
Oh, he nibbles.
Well, but you see how I took all the end off? You know me.
Mm-hmm.
Caramel guy, as the day is long, right?
This guy loves caramel.
I love caramel. So what's in there?
Caramel.
Yeah. So here's how I would eat the entire bar.
Nibble!
I would nibble down the side. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it pretty quickly.
I see how you're doing it. You go side. You go the perimeter.
I nibble the whole thing down.
Yep. And then the top.
Mm-hmm. I nibble all the way around so that
all that's left is the caramel.
Yeah.
And the peanut.
No, I get rid of the peanut.
How do you get rid of the peanut? The peanut's baked in.
No, look. I know how to do this.
Oh, he's just, he's really,
yeah,
really so, making a meal of it.
Thank you. Well,
he's going fast, but folks, the surgical precision that he's taking off the peanut, he's dissecting it peanut by peanut by peanut.
And I can't do it fast. Like, this is one of the things I loved about this. It would last for a half hour.
Sure. He's eating it like a corn on the cob, folks.
Yeah, exactly.
Corn on the cob.
So I eat it like a corn on the cob until all that's left was I can't do it right now.
A core. No, just he's looking for a core of caramel there in the middle.
That thing would be all the way down to there.
Oh,
it would
man.
Be just. It would be the full bar.
Yeah.
Without only the ends missing.
So essentially what's going to happen is he's going to eat off all the corn kernels. He's going to be left with nothing but a caramel cob.
Correct.
And once you have the cob at the end.
Well described.
Is he going to be nibbled? Is it going to be nibbled again?
No.
Or are you going to go, oh, he's going, oh, and he's licking it. Folks, he's licking it. Folks, he's licking it like a sucker.
A little bit. And then I just do this.
Oh, man.
I'm kind of put that in there and like suck it the way I do a Twix bar.
Folks. Now. Folks, you wouldn't have expected this level of gamesmanship. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have expected the intricacy.
Imagine years of consuming it that way.
Uh-huh.
A half hour to eat a chocolate bar.
Sure.
With that methodology, I'm going to have chocolate because I'm a caramel guy. The last thing I'm going to have is caramel dessert.
Yep.
Right? I'm going to have the peanuts and the chocolate, and then I'm going to have this caramel dessert. So my exhilaration at discovering that, you know, I'd booked the commercial – you know,
did you think they were going to let you eat it that way in the commercial?
No, I knew that I'd have to.
Because they probably don't. They probably weren't making half-hour commercials in those days.
Yeah, they weren't. And you know, I was wise enough to know that they probably wouldn't make a 30-minute spot. But in the back of my head, I thought they're going to have a bunch, and maybe I can steal some. And then,
right.
on the plane ride home, I can eat them my way. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. Dallas up to where were you living?
New York, then? And then what's interesting about that is, that plan backfired like a sumbuck, because at the end of that night, they're like, "Do you want some?" I was like, "No, never again. Never say never," because here we are, on Mates.
I'll tell you what I bet is terrific is the tea with the O. Henry.
It's a game changer.
Yeah, I bet it is. I finished my tea long ago.
Oh, yeah, because you...
I couldn't wait.
No,
it's
you
like the marshmallow
test. You got things to do.
You know, I
got,
give me a marshmallow, I'm going to take
though.
It.
Wasn't that good tea?
Yeah, it's Canadian.
Do you want no more?
No more O. Henry?
You want no more?
Oh,
folks, that I've consumed most of mine by the methodologies we've described, the method we talked about. Magic is like took his one bite, thought it was too sweet, which seems like an idiotic thing to say about a chocolate bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he hasn't consumed any more. He's got free chocolate bar in front of him, and okay, now he's going back in. Are you doing my thing?
I went back in. I went perimeter peanut. Chocolate peanut.
He's doing my thing. You're kind of chewing it like a cob on the side. Mm-hmm. Folks, try it. Just try it. Don't judge. Try consuming the O. Henry bar as you might a corn on the cob.
That's a better way to eat it.
Okay. He's signing off a little bit on the way to eat it. Folks, try it at home. Mateys. Look, viewers. And again, let's table whether or not.
No.
We don't know. But try it this way. See what you think. I bet the majority of you have not consumed an O. Henry bar. Like a corn on the cob experience, and relinquishing like the solid band of caramel in the middle, and then using that as your dessert treat for your O. Henry consumption. Just try it. Don't judge. Try it. Try it at home, folks.
Ratings.
Ratings.
I want to rate it.
Rating.
This is tough, right? I mean, I'll go first. Clearly.
Oh yeah. I mean, you're bringing a lot of baggage to this. This is going to be tough for you.
Right. It's kind of like one of those things like you're in a relationship with a man or a woman and you love them and then unexpectedly they kind of break your heart and then you see them years later and they're kind of like how you remember them before the trauma and yet you cannot divorce yourself.
You still have feelings for
them.
You see him. Oh, jeez. I didn't think I was going to love Jim again, there's Jim and God, he looks good.
Gosh, Jim. And Jim, you smell
the same, man.
Oh,
you smell the same.
You look great.
You haven't aged, kid. You look great.
Look at your waistline, Jim. What are you doing?
Right. How are you taking care of yourself like
this,
Jim?
You're just like, you're amazing, Jim. Yeah, then, you look at it.
You know, he opens his mouth. He says that annoying thing again. You're like, fuck.
I remember this, too. The second, he starts talking, I'm like, that's Jim. So there's a lot for me. Mm-hmm. And you think that I could go, rating-wise, right down the middle. I just go 5, you know, because of it was a 10 for me. It was – if you had gotten me on board this Mates podcast –
yeah.
Back when I was 17,
okay,
right, and we were doing it, and I'd be like, "Well, the only one we really need to review is O. Henry," and I can tell you what that's going to be: a 10, guaranteed, a 10.
Yep,
like just obnoxious 17. It's a 10, folks. I don't want to hear it. It's a 10. And if you tried to do it, you know, like give it like a six mm-hmm. or seven. I'd be like, shut up, it's a 10. And I would try and like browbeat you into my thing, which is just an awful way to be. But, you know, youth.
Yeah.
And so now.
Life will knock it out of you, won't it, kid? Life will knock it right out of you. All that enthusiasm. Oh, boy. It'll slap you around.
Look at these assholes.
But now you've been through the ringer a bit.
Yeah. So I've been through. I'm still back at look at these assholes. Like you in the trailer, like just lording it over these other poor sods who managed to get the job, but they weren't the hat flipper. That's like me. That might be my favorite thing on this entire, you know, 172 episodes that we've done. God, that's good. These idiots. I got to. You can't do the fold. Well, it's just a delightful.
Could not do the fold.
It's not my favorite. I think my favorite is going to be the McShane. Always, always, always. You know, I unlike you, I'm in demand for the press.
Sure.
And so they want to ask me, you know, like about the podcast.
All kinds of stuff.
Right, and they always come with a question. Should we start at, you know, we start at the number one Cheetahs? I'm like, no. Start at Michael Ian Black's episode 27, Lorna Doone, Ian McShane story, because comedy wise, you know, he's untouchable in this. And so that I think that's gonna unless we can clear that bar, which we're always striving to do, I don't know. But this you in a trailer. You know, with condescension. Michael in a trailer with condescension is just a brilliant number two for me, I have to say. So back to my trauma. You know, yeah, I mean, it could go straight pipe and go five because, you know, the canker sores and the pain that I endured and the fact that for two decades I haven't looked and eaten an O. Henry bar should tell you a lot. And yet, it's hard. It's really difficult in life to dismiss an early love. It's
gonna stick with you.
It just is, you know. Even though maybe it's healthier for you and mentally more profitable for you to call it as it is and be honest with yourself, I still find that difficult. O. Henry, 6.5.
Wow.
Wow. And that's love talking.
Yeah. I mean, I felt that.
And I won't have another one. No. This is it for me. I'm calling it.
It came in a four pack.
Well,
you're going to finish the pack.
Well, I'll have a pack. But then that's it. But that's it. Yeah. I have standards. I have morals, ethics, and standards. Yeah. So I'll finish the pack and then not another one.
Yeah. If they're on sale somewhere.
Unless, like, we do a thing where we revisit.
Yeah.
Yeah, which we did with M&M's. We might do that with O. Henry's.
I mean,
go.
I'm of two minds here.
Well, can I have one? Hey, you got a spare? Hey, brother, spare a mind?
That rocketed to number one for me.
Yeah, not a high bar to create. Like, if you can give me anything, I can have a nice moment too, Tom.
All right, so here's the thing. When you're talking about a peanut, caramel, chocolate candy bar.
Which we are. Mm-hmm.
There's a standard. And that standard is Snickers.
Yeah. Well said.
You know?
We got that to that late. I'm so glad you put that in there.
You gotta. Yeah, I mean, that's Snickers right there.
What did Snickers rate for us?
I think feel 10. Like a 10.
Yeah, I think maybe 10 for both of us,
because
right?
Because Snickers fucking nails it.
Yeah, the viewers.
They get everything right.
The viewers, again, they'll know that quickly. That's a problem with social media. They go back and look at things.
Well, but it's 10.
I think it is.
It's one of the few.
To me, a Snickers should be a 10, certainly. Yeah. And good. And bless you for bringing that up. You're so good at this.
Well,
that's why
come
you're.
On,
that's
come
why
on.
You're Mike on Mike and Tom Eats Next. That's why your name's first. That's no. Why it's not Tames.
No, we talked about it.
Tames is we a solid name, but Mates is you're so damn better. Good, Mike. So damn good. Yeah, well, you bring up the Snickers reference. Good on
you. So you got Snickers there.
Yep.
And then, look, everything else is going to fall short.
Sure.
That's just the nature
yeah.
of the chocolate, peanut, caramel, candy bar conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
You've set the bar is so high.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to clear it.
No, they're not clearing it.
And, Henry, you're not clearing that bar.
No, sir.
Your chocolate isn't as good. Here for me is the real problem, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's the caramel. The caramel isn't as good. Like, the there's too much. It's too thick. There's too much. There's not enough viscosity. The Snicker, to me, I don't know how they do it, but they figured out something in the lab there.
The blend.
They got the blend just right with the Snicker.
They did.
Oh, God. They got the proportions just right.
It feels almost slightly unfair.
It does, right?
Because you're exactly right. Like, we're also going to do caramel and peanuts and chocolate.
Just not as good.
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody knows it.
I mean, there's a lot of peanuts. I'll give them that. I like the peanuts with the chocolate. Mm-hmm. And when I ate it, this is why I'm of two minds.
Can I have one?
All right, now that's number one. When I took the full bite, it wasn't for me. You know, that easily could have been a 4.5.
Ooh. Oh, underneath the Mendoza line.
Mm-hmm. When I tried your method, it really helped things. You know, once I just was able to separate just the chocolate and the peanut, and then just the peanut and the caramel, mm-hmm. suddenly I liked it a lot better. More pleasurable experience.
So I feel like
I can only give one rating though.
But now we're in this thing where it's like a snack. Which we haven't gotten into before. Right? Yeah. We haven't really explored the idea of like a snack dependent mm-hmm. upon the fashion in which you consume has a changed rating.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. But, okay. but it's what happened.
It's what happened in this instance. Yeah, you were 4.5 for one method of eating it. But for the next method, you're something else. I feel like you got to go right down the middle of those two things. This is still the same product. Because people out there are going to be like, you know, Sidney Crosby to, you know, for example, like, you know, like the people who are big, big fans of Mates are going to be like, I want a rating. I don't want like, you ate it this way. Give me a number.
Right.
People just want like, they want a number.
Mm-hmm.
Did we or did we not win Wisconsin? We want a number. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to go back in there and like recount the votes because somebody ate it this way and somebody ate it that way. I sort of want a number. Although I like the idea that you're like, this way it was not so great. But then when I ate the 17-year-old Tom Cavanaugh corn on the cob method, I had there's greater skin in the game.
It's tough. It's tough. I mean, I don't know what I'm allowed to do.
You can do anything you want. You're Mike. You're the M in Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. And
original
you know what?
Consumption 4.5.
Wow.
Tom Cavanaugh consumption 6. See you next week.
See you next week.
Star Bands Avenue. A podcast network.